Good morning, the Hawk. Who is this?
Hey, this is Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. How you doing this morning?
Eddie Montgomery, how are you, my brother?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm so happy I got to sit on my hands, keep waving at everybody.
Oh, Eddie, thanks, man, for calling in. It sure is good talking to you. It's been a while since I've seen you, man. And, you know, obviously a lot has happened between you guys opening up for Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn back in 2001 when I think it was like the last time I saw you. But and I know you're back on the road, and we're getting ready to have you here at our Eastern Idaho State Fair in Blackfoot. And when your people reached out and said, hey, you want to talk to Eddie? I was like, absolutely. And then I was like, what do I say? Except,
I tell you, man, it's been a wild ride. And, you know, I still catch myself looking to the left. Of course, since that horrific accident last year, man, in September, you know, my whole world changed. I had to step back a little bit, man. And, you know, just figure a few things out. You know, of course, T-Roy, man, me and him been together, well, for almost 33 years. You know, we've known each other longer than we've known our wives.
Yeah.
Of course, we've been on 20 years on the national level. So, you know, it's something that you don't ever get over, you know, when you got a brother in crime, man, you know. Of course, most of our band's been with us, you know, over 20 years. So that's a great thing about it. We've been through a lot of personal stuff and a lot of, you know, help bus fires and everything else. But now we're ready to... We're lock, cock, ready to rock, baby. We can't wait to get out there, and we love that area out there anyway, man. It's beautiful. That is beautiful country out there, man. That's when you know it's God's country, baby.
Absolutely, and you know, I just took a 2,000-mile road trip through Vegas and Anaheim. We did the Disneyland thing, came up through Reno, Mono Lake, all that, and darn near everything's on fire, or everything is just tumbleweeds and melting cactus. And I'll tell you, you sure do appreciate it when you come back home here to East Idaho and you see the mountains and the greenery and the weather. It definitely is God's country, my friend. It's hard to believe it's been a year since we lost Troy. And let's talk a little bit about your guys' history, because the tour is a historical retrospective of your guys' career and your friendship and your brotherhood. Where did you meet Troy? I mean, you got 33 years, you've known each other. You know, where did you guys meet for the first time?
Well, I tell you, you know, I always made a joke about it. You know, my mom was a drummer, my dad was a guitar player, and the bartenders were our babysitters. And, you know, of course, T-Roy's dad, he owned a club called The Grapevine, so he grew up in bar business, too, in the restaurant business. And you know, we were always playing music around home in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it just it kind of took off from there, man. And, you know, of course, it's a great thing about this duo is Nashville didn't put this duo together. Me and T-Roy did.
Yeah.
You know, because we were buddies and friends, man. And, you know, we played 6-7 nights a week back in the nightclubs in Lexington growing up. As you know, when we were there, we were actually, you know, when we were little kids, we were all roadies and stuff, too, you know, because my parents played music. Of course, his dad, like I said, owned the bar and stuff. So, you know, that's what we grew up in. Yeah,
and, of course, your brother, John Michael Montgomery, has had a bit of a career himself. And did T-Roy actually used to cut his lawn? Is that the story that I heard going around way back when?
Oh, yeah, man, when John Boy first made it. Of course, I was, back in them days, I was playing drum, and T-Roy was on acoustic. And yeah, man, you know, everything. We were all buddies. Of course, there's a videotape on us out there. I just hope I hope it don't ever show up anywhere. there's a lot of things that we might have to explain.
Yeah, well, a lot of it was before social media, too, so at least you got that going for you.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
that big time.
I can't imagine, you know, having your entire career on social media to get started like a lot of these new kids these days. My goodness. You might not have a career if everything was videotaped and put online for millions to see. Let me just ask you this, because people are like, okay, it's Montgomery Gentry, but it's Eddie, it's the band. What can people expect when you take the stage? I mean, who's stepping in for T-Roy's part?
Well, you know, this is when we first started thinking about going back out on tour. Of course, we just had got our new CD, Here's to You, finished two days before that accident.
I know.
And, I was sitting back and I talked to my wife, Jen, and then I talked to T-Roy's wife, Angela, and and I talked to the guys in the band, and you know, and of course, we ain't never called nobody fans. We call them friends, and I want to thank all of our friends out there for all the cards and letters, man. It was sitting in. That was awesome. And, you know, they were the ones that's like, man, we hope, you know, you go back on the road and keep everything going. Of course, me and T-Roy had a conversation years back, and I ain't going to lie about it, over a few drinks of Jim Beam. And we said, you know, if either one of us ever go down, we want the other one, man, to keep it rocking. So I talked to everybody, and I was like, you know, and at first, you know, I was going to sing everything, and I was like, you know what, I don't think T-Roy would really want that. Because, you know, our band guys, like I said, we've been through a lot of stuff together over the last 20 years. And sure. Where he's like, you know what, let me take maybe a verse and a chorus, and then we'll switch it around. Because our guys are very, you know, they're professionals, man. They're talented. And so they kind of jumped in, man. And I got different guys, and, you know, might sing a verse here or sing a chorus here. And the great thing about it is, what's funny about the whole deal is, when we first started out, and still it's even got bigger, is when we start singing them songs, well, all of our friends out in the crowd, they're singing, and they're louder than we are.
There you go, right there. Your backup has arrived. There it is. There it is, man. Well, I can guarantee you this. You're going to have plenty of backup at the Eastern Idaho State Fair. You're kicking things off on Friday, August 31st. And just recently added, your opening acts are going to be some old friends of yours. Larry Stewart and Restless Heart are going to be opening up for you, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, you're talking about some vocals. Them boys can sing now. You're talking about talented. Now, they've been talented. They've been around a lot of years, man. And I tell you, I remember playing the Honky Tonks and doing their songs and going to see them. And so, you know, when they were coming through town, so, you know, and was hoping and praying one day that, you know, we get to be on stage with them. So, you know, thank God it's all happened.
Yeah, it's happening, man. Montgomery Gentry, Eddie, and keeping the spirit of Montgomery Gentry alive. And, of course, his buddy and his brother, Troy Gentry, will never be forgotten. The music will always live on. And, of course, you'll always be bringing that to the stage. Whenever you step out there, I'm sure you know he's there with you. So, the hot clock.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know, I keep waiting. You know, of course, he always had that big, real big wooden spoon. And he was always stirring a pot. So, you know, I keep waiting for, you know, my mic cord to break in half or, you know, you know, forgetting words, tripping off, falling or something, you know, or saying sure. Something stupid, you know. So, but yeah, he's always with us.
Yeah. You just got to keep your heart and your eyes open for it. He's there, and we look forward to seeing you as well as Restless Heart on stage at the Eastern Idaho State Fair on August 31st, kicking things off for our Happy Together. We're going to be happy with you. The Hawk Flock, as we call our listeners, we call them the Hawk Flock. They're going to be with you singing all those songs. I'm sure they'll be singing Gone and Hell Yeah and Hillbilly Shoes and Speed and even the new one, Get Down South. We'll be singing that one back to you as well.
I'm telling you, man, ain't no telling what you'll be hearing. We'll be pulling it all out.
Eddie, thank you so much for taking some time calling in. We look forward to seeing you real soon at the Eastern Idaho State Fair on August 31st. God bless you. Please give our best to your family as well as Troy's family as well, Angela and the kids.
All righty. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Can't wait to get there. Tell everybody to go ahead, and if I get to work the next day, to lock the doors, bolt the gates. We have been known to party all night long.
Right on, brother. God bless you.
You too, brother.